A map worth more than $40 billion. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. The Federal Communications Commission is set to release the first round of its updated national broadband map this week. It's supposed to show more precise and detailed information on internet availability all over the country. Advocates have complained for years the old maps were full of inaccurate data. And getting these numbers right is a big deal because this new map will determine how the government spends the $42.5 billion in the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program, or BEAD. Dustin Loop is program manager for the National Broadband Mapping Coalition, a digital advocacy group. He explained how the new maps were developed.
The FCC has contracted with a company called CostQuest to develop a broadband serviceable locations fabric, which attempts to identify every location within the U.S. in which retail internet service could be provided without making a determination on whether or not there is access to service. On top of this fabric, the ISPs will report maximum advertised speed of the service that they offer to each location.
How is the FCC planning to ensure that the data are accurate?
The FCC was required to set up a challenge process that allows governmental entities, individuals, and other groups to use their own data, often local data, to challenge the accuracy of these maps. There is the fabric challenge process, which challenges the accuracy of that base layer of the map. The other type of challenge process is the availability challenge process to both the mobile availability that's reported by mobile providers and the fixed availability challenge that's reported by residential internet service providers.
What are the limitations of this new process?
The challenge process is really restricted to two types of data. One is knowledge of the infrastructure, and the other is data collected by consumers from interactions with their internet service providers. This creates some issues and restricts some key data sets that many communities have been collecting for years in the form of internet speed tests that are one of the most effective mechanisms to crowdsource data on the availability and quality of service. We're placing more faith in these nationally gathered data sets than the ground truth data that those individuals know to be true on the ground.
Granted, this is just an initial update to these maps, but what's effectively at stake in getting this right?
These broadband maps will be initially used to determine the amount of funding that each state is allocated through the BEAD program based on the proportion of unserved locations within that state against the entire number of unserved locations across the country. So there's a lot at stake here. And the limitations of the challenge process may really present challenges for those communities that have been prevented from accessing funding for years, who may continue to face these challenges moving forward.
Dustin Loop with the National Broadband Mapping Coalition. And now for some related links. Once this map is released on Friday, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration will say just how those $42.5 billion will be distributed by the summer of next year. As Dustin said, the challenge process is an ongoing one, but he's worried the window that's the best opportunity for those challenges to translate into meaningful changes is relatively short, from this Friday to January 13th of next year. Dustin says he's worried that short window puts a lot of burden on communities who want to make sure they're not left out. There have already been multiple challenges to that base layer fabric data ongoing since September. New York state government recently brought its own challenge, arguing that it found 31,000 locations missing from the fabric data. CostQuest, the company that's been aggregating this information, says that was less than 1% of New York's total location count. Still, this all goes to show how important it is that the FCC gets this right as quickly as possible. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.